Hi, Larissa. It's Tina Smith calling in.
Well, hello. Good morning. So,
good morning.
I see that you are introducing some bipartisan legislation with Senator Murkowski.
Yes, I am introducing two bills with Senator Murkowski that are going to help meet the need for improved mental health care and substance abuse care during this pandemic.
So with this, amid the pandemic, we have seen fewer in-person visits, I imagine. So is this to promote and help fund telehealth and getting the supplies out there for people who need it?
That could definitely be a part of it. I think what we're seeing with COVID, we all know this, is that COVID has been hurting not only our physical health, but also our mental health. Something like 35 to 40% of adults have reporting some increased mental health challenges, and also a big increase in overdoses. And this is an issue whether you live in a big city or small town or rural area. So these two bills would help by getting resources to local community-based groups, to tribal governments, and to other state and local entities to help them beef up their services. It might be technology for telehealth. It might be improved suicide prevention support. It might be for expanding, training. And the point is that the folks that are on the ground providing the services are going to know best what is needed. And this would be a grant that they could apply for to get that additional support.
So how long would it take, do you think, to get it moved through legislation and signed into law?
Well, I'm hopeful that we can move quickly. We just introduced it yesterday. We reintroduced it as we're now in the new Congress. And so I'll be pushing to get these proposals included in the COVID relief packages that we're working on right now. I think we also need to look not only at what we're dealing with COVID, but then what comes afterwards. And the long-term needs that we have for improving mental health care services. And I hope also overcoming some of the stigma that still exists that is a real barrier for people seeking the help that they need.
So would this these grants mostly focus on the behavioral health and substance use disorders of adults, or would it also help with children and adolescents too?
Well, these two grants would be mostly to help adults. But as you, I think, are noting, our kids are also experiencing a really significant increase in mental health challenges. And in fact, one of the first bipartisan bills that I wrote and passed into law was with Senator Murkowski to expand mental health care services in schools. And so we've worked together on that issue as well, and it continues to be a big need. We have a real shortage of providers in communities everywhere, especially in rural communities, and a shortage of just an overall shortage of care that makes it harder for people to get the health care that they need.
All right, Senator Smith. Well, I imagine you are very busy in the Senate with impeachment, confirming everything else.
Yes.
Is there anything else you wanted to talk with us about before we let you go today?
Oh, I am. I think I'm going to have a very late night tonight working on the president's COVID relief package. And so we've got lots of work to do.
I bet. All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us here in northern Minnesota. Hope you have a great rest of your day, Tina.
Thank you so much, Larissa. Bye.
All right, bye.